Chapter 18.
I do not believe that I enjoy vegetables. Adam pulled the lid from one of the pots on the stove and peered inside.
Chris rolled his eyes as he chopped the carrots. You're still eating them.
I feel that it would be better for my emotional development if I avoided those experiences that result in a negative emotional output.
Adam pouted. Yes, pouted at him. Chris tried to keep the smile from his face. Since Adam had discovered that Cerberus had not been as thorough as they'd told him, he'd been relentless in trying to develop his emotions. Chris had taken him out into the city to try new things. There were days that Chris felt like a proud father watching his son take his first tentative steps into the real world. And then there were days like today.
Do I need to ask Alpha to show you a nutritional chart again? Not even you can live on just meat, Adam. And besides, you said you liked my carrots.
Chris turned to face him, trying to look stern. Then Adam was in front of him, raising his chin with a finger and kissing him. Chris reached behind him to put the knife on the counter before letting his arms loop around Adam's waist.
Will you prepare them in your usual way? Adam asked between kisses.
Chris smiled. If you'd like me to.
Adam considered it for a moment, then pressed a final ghost-like kiss on Chris's lips.
I would like that. It had been that way for the past 5 weeks, since that night when the two of them sat on the couch and talked and shared that first kiss. Sweet moments and minor bribery. But they'd also had some really honest conversations. Chris had been surprised when he'd found out exactly how affected Adam had been by the whole experience. He hadn't meant to bring his world of logic crashing down, and okay, maybe crashing down was an exaggeration, but he hadn't really counted on how wholeheartedly Adam had thrown himself into his mission to experience every emotion known to man. Not that he was complaining, but when Adam only needed an hour of sleep at night, it made keeping up with him a tiring job. Wasn't completely bad, though. Wasn't bad at all, really. Adam had insisted that Chris share his city with him, so he'd taken Adam to every out-of-the-way, free-of-charge vantage point in the city. They'd sat on rooftops and watched the sun come up together. They'd grabbed food from street vendors and sat side by side on a bench in one of the park projects. Then there were nights when they just sat on the sofa and watched television. Adam had hijacked cable. They had 200-plus channels, and Chris still preferred to just curl up beside Adam and share slow, lazy kisses, fingers intertwined. Chris knew they'd turned into one of those sickly, sweet couples, but neither of them cared. Since Adam moved in, they'd made changes. To be honest, it was the second night on the couch that did it. Chris wasn't as young as he used to be, and sleeping on the lumpy, worn-out couch had managed to turn his back into a pretzel. The third night he'd tried it, he'd woken up on the bed with Adam beside him, looking less than amused at his attempts to give Adam space and be the perfect host. Chris had picked up another single bed and a screen the very next day. He'd even moved his bed to one side of the bedroom and started to assemble the bed frame before he'd realized that Adam had stolen the bag of screws, nails, and other various unnamed pieces. When he'd asked Adam about it, Adam had ducked his questions, but Chris had insisted, and Adam had thrown out a string of logic so convoluted that Chris had to sit down and think it through for a full 10 minutes. In the end, it had boiled down to one single fact. Adam was scared. Scared of everything that had happened. Scared of the changes taking place within him. Chris wouldn't have thought it possible, but Adam was terrified. For years, he'd been told what he was. He'd had the limits of his programming reinforced with words and reports. And they'd been wrong. And that was enough to rock Adam to his foundations. He wasn't who, what, he thought he was. He was more, truly a hybrid of human and machinery. And Chris understood that it was unnerving, but he was learning fast, and he was bringing Chris along for the ride.
Chris didn't want to push Adam, didn't want to overload him. Not only was Adam a friend, a really good friend, his only friend, but there was a vulnerability about Adam that made Chris want to curl up around him and tell the rest of the world to stop picking on him. At night, when Adam was sleeping, or whatever the technological equivalent was, he spoke to Alpha. He knew about the memory cycles missing from Adam's memory. He knew that Adam was trying hard to work out some way to incorporate both parts of himself into one whole working creation. Last thing he wanted to do was to make that more difficult, but with Alpha covering his technological back and with Chris at his side, Adam was adapting. He'd gotten a lot better over the last couple of weeks, and now he barely missed anything, not unless he was lost inside in an emotional storm. And even then, he had the backup of Alpha, and Chris was there to talk him down. Chris spent most days and nights with Adam right by his side, and to say that he enjoyed it was an understatement. He cherished the time he spent with Adam. He, more than anyone else, knew how precious every second was, and tried to make sure that Adam's every wish came true. His settlement money was running out, but Adam picked up the bill more often than not, paying by electronic transfer. Chris suspected that what he was doing wasn't exactly legal, and was probably opening up a world of danger for them, but if it meant spending more time with Adam, then who was he to complain? Truth was, something that he'd never even pictured happening had happened. A door he'd slammed shut had swung open, and he was every bit as vulnerable as Adam. He'd fallen hard for Adam, and now there was no doubt in his mind. Christopher Neil Allen was in love.